Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media at the start of OTAs in Owings Mills.
Has my opinion of Drake changed the past couple months? No. You know, it was a tough summer for us. But, I mean, it's part of it. It's part of the rap game. It's cool to see, you know, two of the best going at it. But, yeah, a lot of people have their opinions about Drake now, but, you know, I'm still a Drake fan.
All pro your second year. How have you been able to adapt to NFL so quickly as far as just being physical in the game?
Yeah, I think with this league, you have your ups and downs, and I had both of those my rookie year. It's just like anything else, like any other job. You get used to it. You know how to attack certain things and, you know, your strengths and your weaknesses. And I think I just tried to minimize my weaknesses last year and maximize my strengths, and I think I did a good job of that.
Do you feel, based on how you performed last year, do you feel like a different ownership of this defense? Do you feel a different leadership role among your teammates?
Yeah, for sure. And whether that's vocal or actually doing stuff on the field, being vocal on the field, off the field, stuff like that, and that's something that the coaches have challenged me doing this year, because I'm still a young guy relatively, but, you know, with power comes responsibility, and, you know, heavy is the head that wears the crown. I think I've said that before. My mom says it all the time, so it's her fault. But, yeah, you know, you play well, you're expected to lead a little more, and I think I'm trying to get a little better at that and get used to it.
Kyle, you obviously,
when Mike McDonald was hired away, and what's your impression of Zach Ward?
Yeah, I mean, I'm super happy for Mike. Super deserving, smart dude, and he's a big reason why we were in the position we were in last year. Big reason why a bunch of guys on the defense played well as well. But Zio, you know, has been my guy the past 2 years. I feel like everybody in the building would say that as well. You know, he's a great dude. He's been here, obviously, been a Raven for a while, player and coach, and it's somebody that it was a seamless transition. And he's got a great grasp of the defense as well, and he's going to put us in the right spots, help us make plays, help us maximize our abilities.
How did Zach become your guy? I mean, obviously, he wasn't your position coach, but
right,
as you said, everybody in the building seems to have a relationship with him. How did you guys kind of form your bond?
Yeah, I mean, just talking to him, you know, as a rookie, you're coming in every day, you don't know what to expect. And Zio is always that guy that was a little touch point for me. Like, hey, I've been through it. I know what's going on. Like, you know, dog days at camp. I know what you're thinking right now. Just keeping me up and stuff like that. And it's cool to see both of us have grown these past couple years. You know, he's probably nobody here was even thinking of him as a DC 2 years ago. And now look at him. And I think he's super deserving of it. He's going to make the best of the opportunity.
Did Geno Stone and Patrick Queen get cut out of the group chat, or how did you handle that?
Nah, I mean, I still talk to Geno a lot. I talk to PQ a little bit. But, I mean, those guys, super happy for them. Obviously, the teams are a little weird where they went to. But, you know, super happy for them. They both got paid. And at the end of the day, they get the opportunity to take care of their family in ways that they couldn't have before. And, you know, rivalries are big around here, big in the NFL. But at the end of the day, we're all striving to provide for our families and create a better life for ourselves and those around us that have brought us up. So for them to have that opportunity, I don't fault them.
How much of an opportunity have you had to talk to Nate Wiggins, and just from being a number one pick and a DB, what kind of advice would you kind of give him about settling in here and being ready to go week one?
Yeah, I think it's and I've talked to Nate. I was actually on the plane coming up here when he got drafted. It just so happened we were born at the same time, so I met him then. But, you know, being a first-round defensive pick in Baltimore, there's a lot of pressure on you. You know, there's a defense is held to a high standard here by the coaches, by players, by you guys, by the fans, all that stuff. So it's a blessing and a curse, you know, to have that focus on in an offensive league, on a defensive player is great. But at the same time, it comes a lot of responsibility and critique with that. And, you know, I went through it. Everybody's gone through it. I've talked to Marlon about it. And so it's going to be tough. But, I mean, he's got a great head on his shoulders, chill guy, great football player. And I think you guys will see that soon. But, you know, he's still super young. Is he 20, I think? He's 20 years old? Yeah, that's crazy. He can't even drink yet. So, I mean, if he gives up a bad play, you got to have that in the back of your mind. He can't have a Mike's Hard Lemonade or something like that.
Kyle, you guys have games on Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday this year. I'm curious, among players, is there any concern about how the league seems to continue to add midweek games and short weeks for teams?
Yeah, I think I don't know if it's as much concern as it's just more of a shock factor. You know, I think you got to be a tough guy to play in this league, and, you know, everybody will adjust accordingly, and I'm sure 10 years from now that might be the norm. And I feel like they're probably doing the same thing when they introduced Thursday games, stuff like that, Monday games, probably that same conversation. Now it's the norm. So maybe we're just at the beginning stages of that. But yeah, it's gonna be a challenge, just a reset. But at the same time, I was talking to Coach Harvest about it earlier. Like, we're not the only teams doing that, so it's a matter of who's better at playing 3 games in 10 days. So it's just, it starts now. It starts with just your mental and physical stability and capacity in that situation. But I think it's gonna be a challenge for sure.
You had that tweet about the 3 games in 10 days. Okay. Obviously, you can, you know, rationalize it, kind of prepare for it. It sounds like you guys are gonna prepare for it. But when that first hit, what did that feel like?
Yeah, I was like, I mean, I haven't graduated yet, but I was trying to do some math. Like, all right, so we play, I think it's December 15th, and then 21st, 25th. I'm like, all right, 25 minus 15, that's 10. And then 3 games in 10 days. And I came to the result. I was like, oh, we have 3 games in 10 days. So, I mean, but like I said, we're not the only people doing that. And, you know, it's another obstacle in the way that we just have to overcome, and I think we have the right people to do that.
How much of a change has the scheme been going from McDonald to Moore, and what's that transition been like?
Yeah, there's been a lot of similarities, but again, it's still May, so we'll see how that looks in August, September, getting ready for the season. I'm sure we'll add more layers to that, but I can already see there's different wrinkles and stuff like that. Same family, but I feel like, you know, Zio's got his own flavor he's going to put on it, and I'm excited to see what he does.
Success for you individually, all pro, and for the team as well, getting to the AFC Championship. What did you take from the run you guys had last year, and, you know, and what are you using to come into this season as well?
Yeah, I think it's something to look back on and be proud of. Obviously, we didn't have the result that we had, but or that we wanted. But, I mean, getting that close and knowing that you have the capabilities to do it, and we're 2-3 plays away from going to the Super Bowl, and who knows what happened in that game. But I think you got to cherish those seasons, stuff like that, and build on them, because like we were just talking about Gino, PQ, all these guys that we at the time didn't really realize we were not going to be playing together anymore. It's not the same team. So I think you take seasons like that are rare for a team to go to the AFC Championship, and you cherish it, but at the same time, we all have that bitter taste in our mouth, and we want to right our wrongs and ultimately win a Super Bowl. So I think going on this path and having that experience is going to help us.
You talk about the legacy here, and with all those free agency losses and Mike leaving and other coaches leaving, as a defensive leader, how do you kind of look at, all right, you know, how do we build ourselves back up to be that Baltimore defense again?
Yeah, I think it all starts at the top, you know, with Harbs hiring a guy like Zio. And us, you know, we lost a good amount of coaches, but we retained a lot at the same time. So it's not like the culture shift or anything. It's just same names in different positions. So, you know, we still got Zio, still got Chris Hewitt as our DB coach, still got Harz, all that good stuff. And, you know, we got to strip down last season, accept it for what it was, improve on what we can, and come back into this season with some new faces, guys who haven't played as much. But, you know, it's exciting for them, exciting for their defense, see what they have, and, you know, in the season, preseason leading up to it, see who can perform.
Kyle, you mentioned the same kind of family, go from Mike to Zach. I mean, you know, Mike got so much credit for just kind of the way that he taught the defense and everything came together. Do you feel like it's more similar than it is different with Zach coming in? I know it's kind of early for you. Mm-hmm. Just how important is that for the guys kind of coming in and having to learn everything the way that you did?
Yeah, it was definitely convenient for me. You know, I didn't have to learn a completely new playbook, so that was awesome. But, you know, like I said, he's adding his own flavors, and it's easier for us, like guys who have been in the defense, to maybe help younger guys out, because we're not as so much as learning the playbook in terms of just like sharpening tools and stuff like that. So if somebody has a question about something, we know exactly how it's supposed to be played. If somebody does something wrong, we know what they did wrong, how to improve on it. So I think it just keeps continuity within the defense, within the team, and it allows us just to play it faster.
All right, thanks, Kyle.
Hey, you guys.